It's HJ's Praise Party, and we welcome to the Praise Party, Ted and Sherry. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Just fine. Now, you are dropping your sophomore project today. How does it feel, first of all, winning a Stellar for your first project out?
Unreal. Unreal. We went to the Stellar Awards expecting not to win. We were just grateful to be nominated because it's unheard of. We were on an independent label, and, you know, to be nominated is great, but to win, that just does not happen every day.
Yeah. Who would just miss Mr. Rourke and Tattoo?
Say that again now?
I said, we were missing Mr. Rourke and Tattoo, which is like it was down.
I like that.
That's all we needed.
Now, you guys been at it a while, and how did you come together? How did you two manage to come together?
We started singing together about 11 years ago in a community choir in Memphis, Tennessee, which is where we're from, called the Voices of Binghamton. From there, we sang with a group, a smaller group of about 6 members. And from that group was birthed Ted and Sherry.
Now, Ted, you've done other projects. You have a song out, and it's a hot song. We play it all the time off of the Eddie Long project.
Mm-hmm.
Thank You for Your Grace.
Uh-huh.
And you've done some other things, too, also, haven't you?
Yeah, well, that's the only thing I've done Sherry and I did a song on Hezekiah Walker's last release. We covered a tune that he had done on a previous album, and we just did a tune with Mark Hubbard and United Voices of Christ of Chicago. Plus, you know, in our other things that we do is I still sing with Richard Smallwood. Sherry periodically still goes out with Donald Lawrence in Tri-City. So we kind of, you know, doing those things too, you know, but at the same time making, you know, the Ted and Sherry ministry and project our primary focus.
Now, you mentioned the Ted and Sherry ministry. What can we expect on Celebrate that we didn't get on your first project?
Well, our first project was an introduction to who we are. We've been around for a long time, but the world didn't have access to us. So we thought we would be transparent and convey a message of healing, which is what we know God had given to us because of some things that we have come through in our lives. And we wanted to be relative and talk about things that were inappropriate, so to speak, to speak about in the church. But this record, Celebrate, is a little bit of everything. It's a praise and worship. It's got a little ultra contemporary. It's got a little tradition. It's got a little everything. So I think every listener will be pleased. There are a lot of songs that are relative, and we're really responding to where God has brought us. We're speaking for what God wants to say through us at this time.
Our guest on the Praise Party is Ted and Sherry, Stellar winner, Ted and Sherry. How would you say your project Celebrate has a little bit of everything on it. How would you describe the Ted and Sherry sound?
That's a very interesting question. We first of all are appreciative to God that we do believe we have a unique sound. We've not ever tried to be anybody else. I think our sound is really soulful. And heartfelt. We sing out of our passion and out of our experiences, and I think people definitely, you know, we get responses of people saying, well, you know, I like what you did vocally, but more than that, we get people saying we appreciate the level of anointingness on your ministry and the fact that people are really blessed and impacted by what we do. So I think the Ted and Sherry sound is, you know, one that is trying to be a clarion voice to really declare what God is saying to his people that specific time.
Is it hard to have a ministry and then to try to put together a music ministry? What I'm trying to say, is it hard to have both, or is it easier just to sing and don't have that ministry? Or maybe you can help me out.
Go ahead, Derek.
Why'd you need this one to me? I don't think it's hard. It's not hard for us because what we do and what we've been called, we understand all of our assignments are connected. And one assignment may not be revealed until you finish the other one. Okay. So, you know, if you are, per se, a preacher or a singer, every preacher won't get a pulpit, but you may get a mic to sing, because there's more than one way to declare the word of God. You can declare the word of God in your music ministry. And for some people, that's as far as they've been called. But, you know, I don't think it's difficult to do both, because a lot of times when we are ministering singing, sometimes we don't even get to sing.
Right. And so you know what? I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm done.
The premise of that whole thing that Sherry's saying is relationship. I think that when you have a relationship with the Father and you cultivate that relationship, then it's definitely not difficult, because what you always want to do is be pleasing in His sight and make sure that you're walking in line and consistent with whatever the Father is saying.
Gospel music is crossing over today. You hear more and more gospel music on mainstream radio. You hear folks like R. Kelly doing gospel music. You hear a lot of secular artists doing gospel music. What's happening with the gospel music industry?
I think it's coming full circle.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sherry.
You know, I think that for an R. Kelly or for whomever decides to sing a gospel song, I think it's commendable, because we, as gospel artists who have been called to this particular genre, it's not about the music, but we understand the call of God on our lives, and our gifts just lend themselves to gospel music. But that does not mean that those that are singing secular music don't have a relationship with God. And everybody that has breath has a right to sing of His goodness or to say of His goodness. So I think that gospel music as a whole, you know, what R. Kelly has contributed to gospel music, I don't think has made or broken it.
Yeah.
But I think that he has gone through some things in his life. He understands where his source comes from, and he wanted to sing about that.
Yeah. And the truth of the matter is, we all know that there are people who are pretty much who are not churched. I'll say it that way. You know, there's a 13-year-old kid whose mom or grandmother didn't grow up in church, and they have no relationship or no connect to church, but they do listen to R. Kelly. You know, and that will be sometimes, you know, their initial introduction or only introduction to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I think that there is, you know, a positive, you know, spin on it, if you will, if we look at it that way.
Is it hard being a duo, not only in gospel music, but just being a duo? Would it be easier if Ted was on his own, or would it be easier if Sherry was on her own, or is it Ted and Sherry? That's just how it definitely is. It wouldn't be.
It is Ted and Sherry obeying God. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be easier or harder if God was telling the both of us to stop doing what we're doing right now and quit, because we have allegiance to one another, but our first allegiance is to obey what God is telling us to do. And this assignment has not finished.
Right.
We are assigned to one another. We are assigned for this time. We don't know when that time is going to end. We don't know if it's going to end. But we are, our hearts are positioned to whatever direction God is going to move us in.
Our guest on the Praise Party, Ted and Sherry, you guys won a Stellar Award. You were nominated for a Dove Award on your first project. What's next for Celebrate? What can we expect? Will there be any nominations? Will there be any awards? And I know there are going to be some lives saved. What can we expect from Celebrate?
I don't know. I don't have my crystal ball with me, so I don't know about the nominations. But
okay.
we pray that people are blessed by it. You know, that's our number one objective. We're definitely going to be doing some traveling and touring, you know, to continue to support the record and support the message of this album, you know, which we celebrate. And I think, you know, people should stay tuned. So we're going to be doing some TV things, and yes, we got some things, you know, in our minds, and we believe God's going to really let us raise this to the next level, you know, compared to the first record. And thank God for that foundation. You know,
okay.
We're trying to build on it.
And finally, you mentioned in the beginning that you were on an independent record label. Now you're on a major record label. You're with Word. What's the difference from that independent then working a project with a label like Word?
Oh my
well,
God.
an independent situation is not a, it's limited accessibility to the public. And as much as we were in the face of the public, you know, thank God for Neely Dickerson, because without her, no one would know who we are, not on a major scale or on a national level even. But we felt God calling us to the next place. And Word has a larger machine that would make Ted and Sherry more available to a large market, larger market that we've never been in before. Because with an independent label, you have limited accessibility to those places. There are a lot of people who would go to the record store and couldn't get our record. Well, with an independent label, that's just what it is. It's not on a major scale, so it's not connected to a huge machine that could put you in different places everywhere at the same time and not have to wait for a long time to pick up the record. So we felt God pulling us, because we felt God having so much to say through us, and we want to get it out. It's really hard when you have so much that's bigger than yourself. And we needed a vehicle that would help us say what we need to say.
Well, we thank our guest on the Praise Party, Ted Wynn, Sherry Moffitt. It has been a pleasure. We wish nothing but success. We speak life that this project is going to save souls. And we speak life that you would garner that not only a stellar, but the Dove Award or any other award that's there for you. And
we just
commend you for your ministry and the things that you continue to do for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's our Praise Party on your Gospel Connection.